road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3 from Clay. Hunt the hare and turn her on the rocky road. All the ways to Dublin, Wexford all day.
It's just so much fun because when people are on these music tours, you know, it's just nonstop entertainment because they're getting up in the morning, they're having breakfast together, they're hitting the road, they're coming back to the hotel to freshen up, to head out for the gig, bar hopping. It's just a perfect vacation. It really is.
Alright, are we slapping?
We are slapping.
Alright, what's the slapping number? Let's go.
Episode number 271.
269.
Alright.
Wait, what? Did he say 269?
Yeah.
No.
No, he said 271.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I had a moment of panic right there.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, you usually don't like it at first, but you'll get used to it. So, yeah, welcome everybody to Slappercast, our weekly podcast with Blackguards. We are southbound at, 64 degrees. Yesterday it was 75 and raining like a motherfucker, a mother falcon. And we just played the Lone Star Highland Games and Celtic Festival in McKinney, Texas. Oh, incidentally, no logo, but Filter Coffee Shop.
Yes.
In McKinney, Texas. Highly rated, yes. Boys and girls. Highly rated.
Very good stuff.
Premium coffee, great service, comfortable atmosphere.
Yep.
Yeah, I would tell you how the bathrooms are, but Chad was so excited this morning, Turbo and I didn't even get to see them. Wonderful, wonderful place. Coffee was great, nice and strong.
What does that even mean?
Dig deep.
You don't remember?
I can't walk in your way.
Yeah. So we got rained out on the Saturday. Today is Sunday, which is 2 days ago for you, Slapperheads, or Monday, depending on when Chad gets us out. Patreon. Yeah, so Saturday, rain, just appalling amounts of rain, right?
Yeah, ridiculous.
We were taking bets on whether we were going to get to play. We left Punch Vegas at 8 a.m. It was 74, 75 degrees, pretty humid. By the time we got into the Dallas and surrounding areas, it was 52 degrees and windy and cold and wet. I mean, just torrentially, quite amazing turnaround.
Yeah.
And but put up in a really nice Hilton hotel on the outskirts of McKinney, and I just look at this weather. Going from Saturday to Sunday was much like going from one planet to another. In another universe far, far away. I mean, he was just walking out the door, like, where the hell are we? Mm-hmm. And what have you done with the weather here? Coming up this week, kids, before we forget, College Station, O'Bannon's Tap House.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday night. And then also today on this episode, a couple of things. We have our wonderful friend and organizer, Doc, of Doc's Golf Tours, and our chief organizer for our 20th year, 10th annual Blackguards Tour of Ireland. Exceptional itinerary, as always. But this year we're doing a little different. We're going north, and then we're meeting in Dublin, we're meeting the next crew, and we're going south. People are opting for both. We're coming on one or the other. It's just, I'm so excited about it. So we have an interview coming up with the one, the only, Doc Dennis O'Carroll.
Yes.
Yes. Saturday in College Station. Highly anticipated. O'Bannon's Tap House. We're always looking forward to that.
Yeah.
This is gonna be spectacular this week. And then also you'll probably hear our Patreon pals will probably hear very, very soon. We're gonna put a little sneak peek of or a sneak listen of something that's coming up. So we're very excited about a little thing. Can't say much about it, but I just think that you can feast your ears on something, and I think you'd be pretty happy with it. How are you, your chachos? How's everybody?
Good.
Yeah?
So as you were saying, it was just a nice... Today was an absolute joy after disappointment of yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, made up, like you said, really nice hotel room, so we were able to rest up. So that was fine. But getting up at, 4 in the morning and coming all the way up here and not being able to play was a drag.
Yeah.
It was annoying for us, but thinking about all the vendors and everybody who had set up... preparing for months for this festival. It's just one of the pitfalls of doing these things. You just never know what's going to happen. So
yeah, And in you know, a tip of the hat to Susan and to Doug Berry, who just took it in stride. You know, a lot of people would be tearing their hair out, or you know, pissed off, or not them. They just, they were greeting everybody today. They were doing the rounds, and everybody there with a smile on their face. And
yeah,
oh, just superb.
Yeah,
superb event. And I really look forward to doing some more with them.
Yeah. Also want to thank Michael Logan, obviously running sound, terrific gear that he had, getting us dialed in with our intermixes, lickety split. But he also set up his board to record, so we were able to do a multi-track recording of this show. And that took some trickery on his part to get it working. I really just want to say thank you again, Michael, for that. It was above and beyond.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty fast with that.
Yeah, he was. Cool. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Boston cream cupcakes.
Yes. Which are in this box.
These are good. But these aren't donuts. Jeez, this is like an auxiliary item, dude.
Doesn't matter.
You want me to open them up?
My God, Chad, what have you been doing back there?
Wow. Look, I got some on my dancer.
Yeah, you are. Maybe you can stop talking shit about it.
No, these are good, but this doesn't count.
Well, you're saying it now on the camera. But
yeah, do it. This doesn't count as like part of the Boston Cream Donut second place. You're just trying to sneak into first. You're just like deflating.
We need like the Sports Center music whenever y'all start arguing about
donuts.
It's
all online, dude. You gotta vote. Blueberry, glazed. I'm not giving up.
Yeah, it's kind of like eating a glazed plug-in.
Don't knock it till you try it, bro.
I did try it.
It's all right. It was still a victory. I just remember your face. You were like, "Oh, it's better than I thought." And I was like, "That's exactly what I knew you were gonna say."
Yeah.
Well, those were exceptional donuts too. One of these days when we stop at a Shipley's, we gotta get blueberry.
They didn't have today or yesterday.
Yeah,
they threw them out. They said nobody buying them.
They didn't have your Boston cream.
Yeah, because they were sold out. It was a huge difference.
Oh my gosh.
Huge difference. Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't.
I asked.
She's like, we didn't make them today. Saturdays, they don't sell. That's what she said.
That's not what she said.
That's exactly what she said. She said, Saturdays, they don't sell. We don't make them.
So, yeah.
Blueberry we give to the homeless because we want them to have hope. Boston cream, they won't have hope.
Yeah. If you ever want to taste what Tarzan shit, he's like, have a blueberry donut.
Tarzan was in shape, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Because he crapped them out. Finger down the throat.
This is so much better than killing songs.
Oh, let's kill a song.
What song do you want to kill?
The blueberry song.
Blueberry?
Yeah. Blueberry Hill.
Are there any other blueberry songs?
Oh, many. It's usually like real good musicians singing about their disdain for blueberry products.
Oh God!
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Blueberry has worked its way into our touring. We even everywhere we go, Chad's like, "Well, there's times we go, hey, look, man, you see blueberry now."
Yeah.
It's like now we never looked at it before. We walk right past it. Now it's like, oh, hey, look, blueberry muffin. Hey, look, blueberry scone. Hey, this.
That's nice of you to make that up.
Yeah, buddy.
So, anyway, moving right along.
It's okay, dude.
I know.
I know you're used to winning. It's fine. It's really tough to be dethroned, man. It's a hard deal.
Look, Navarro College. Hi, Kelly. Yeah, there's so much. I'm going this way. I keep flashing back. I was like, why am I thinking about Pasco? That's where I'm off to.
That's right.
So we're getting back today, Sunday, which is 2 days in the past now. I'm off to El Paso, then off to Las Cruces and back. All I've been thinking about was that trip, but then I got to come back at College Station. I'm so excited. So yeah. It's our first time back since Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And we left a mark.
We
left a mark. We're going to go back and leave more marks. I'm so excited.
Speaking of marks, what about her mark?
That's right.
Right, milestone mark.
Milestone mark.
Oh my God. Yeah, on the way up here, and I gotta give credit where it's due. So, we get in the car coming north. Let's just call it north. We're coming north. We're getting far too close to Oklahoma for any kind of pleasure. But we'll make do. And we're leaving, it's raining, it's, you know, buggy, it's nasty, blah, blah, blah. I said, chaps, chums, muchachos, compadres, amigos. I said, a couple hundred miles, 200 plus miles, Vicky Van Clapp is going to hit a Boston, and we're going to be here to see it. I need you guys to keep an eye out. We hit the 200,000 mile mark on the way up here. And I got to give
you... awesome.
Yeah. Let me tell you again, this is a Ford E350 extended ribbed for her pleasure van. This thing has not hiccuped. We have only put petrol in and aired up the tires. And Jay Holland put new tires on them. This is all we've done to this thing. And Chen Zhuo, this machine, this beast, has been so good to us. And we just hit the 200,000 mile mark. So I'm giving credit to where it's due. So I was on the phone with my broker telling him to buy some more porn and sell hard, buy soft, sell hard. Anyway, we were in traffic. We were in heavy traffic, rain, all that stuff. And during the phone conversation, you know, I was like, sell, sell, sell. Turbo chat, they go, hey, we got, and we, the van was on 200,000. It was on it. And you'd whip the phone into the behind the steering wheel here, and we have it on film. So please enjoy this moment. Yeah. Now on Slappercast, episode 271/269.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. There it is. Look at that.
There it is.
Here we go, boys and girls.
Now it's recording.
Here we go. Perfect. We're good at time. This is it, my friend. This is Vicky Van Clapp. She is turning 200,000. Miles young today. She's never been sexier. She has never been sleeker. She has never been more satisfied to have three men inside her at once. This is it. Look at that.
Did it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I got the change. I got it from the nines to the
I
two.
I know, but you caught it right in time.
Yeah.
He got it on a CH. I mean, it was going to be end of days if we missed that, because I was so excited. Because this van has been so good to us. Like I say, nothing has gone wrong with this van. It's just been so good to us. And to hit the 200,000 mile mark was, that was exceptional.
Yeah.
Such a great moment. So I'm glad we could all share that today together. So fun. But good catch on that. Yeah, so we, as you'll see, I was talking to Dennis O'Carroll, a.k.a. Doc. You'll see that we're talking about this Ireland trip coming up. We are, as usual, still putting the final touches on it, figuring out where we're going to play and who we're going to play with and what we're going to do, blah, blah. But we are, there's a lot more emphasis this year on doing some hiking, and we're going off the beaten track again a little bit. We're going to just try to do something different every year. You're focusing a little bit more this time on better activities for us.
Yeah.
You know, we are going to make sure that there's going to be opportunity if you want to, you know, go horseback riding, you know, go hiking, go golfing, go a little bit more outdoor stuff, because we've had so much. This is our 10th annual asterisk tour of Ireland, and we've been so lucky with the weather every time, and I expect nothing less this year. Obviously, we're going a little earlier. We're going in September. September 22nd is when the first day of the first tour starts, but I really feel like we've got the system down. We've got the formula, if you will.
Yeah.
We're very excited about it.
I am excited about seeing Glendalough again.
Yeah.
It's been like 10 years, I think.
And going up north, too. We're doing the Antrim Coast again.
Yeah.
Some of the best scenery you're ever going to see in the world, yep, across this planet. You haven't been up north, right?
No.
Yeah, you're the first time.
South.
So, and as Dennis says, we're staying at the, in Belfast, we're staying at the most bombed hotel. Which
Europa.
Is
Europa.
Yeah, which is
we stayed there before, right?
Yeah, we stayed, yes.
Yeah.
I just love that we're staying there, you know, the most bombed. kind of fitting for our crew.
There's a really cool bar right across the street from the Europa. Can't remember what it's called.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's actually two. There's the Crown and then there's the I think it's the Crown, isn't it?
I forget what it's called.
To the right.
It's like the interior is like really ornate and interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen a bar like it.
And it's really cool. The outside, the outback area is really nice too.
Yeah. The room in the back where they have sessions and stuff. And
yeah.
People dance. It's cool.
Yeah. And also Westport. We've got Westport.
Yeah.
This is our second time visiting Westport, but we're actually going to play in Westport. Thank you, Mark Kavanagh.
Yeah.
Of Catch My Carbon.
That's right.
We're going to go through the itinerary for both tours.
All right, folks.
Yes, here we are.
here we are in the we're getting ready for Ireland. This is Blackguard's 10th annual on our 20th anniversary of the formation of the band. And with us today, we have the wonderful, the incomparable Mr. Dennis O'Carroll. Doc, how are you, boss?
Howdy, folks. Doing great. Thank you.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about this trip. This is the first time that we're doing it this way, which is we're doing two trips back to back, or one trip if you don't want to leave, which you're more than welcome to do both. We brought the master in here to talk about which way we're going and why we're doing it. And so let's go north, shall we?
Excellent. All right. So the first itinerary is the group will be arriving on September 22nd, and this is the northern leg of the trip. So the guests will arrive in Dublin Airport. We're looking to have everybody on the ground by 10 a.m., hopefully leaving Dublin Airport parking lot at 11 a.m. So the guests will be greeted by their driver and guide in the arrivals hall, board a luxury bus and drive to Belfast City. Upon arrival in Belfast, the group will check into the Europa Hotel, which we'll be sharing some history on the Europa Hotel as we go along. But it was renowned as the most bombed building in the world for many years. And obviously, those troubles are far behind us now, thank God. Next up, we'll visit the Titanic Museum, which is, in all honesty, absolutely fantastic. It's an interactive experience. It's top class. And then guests can just enjoy an evening of leisure in Belfast City. The following morning, September 23rd, breakfast in the hotel restaurant prior to checkout, and the group will set off for the Causeway Coast. You will visit Giant's Causeway, 10 o'clock. You'll visit Dunluce Castle, which, of course, was featured in Game of Thrones, and that's going to be at 1 o'clock. You'll continue west to Letterkenny and check into the Radisson Blue Hotel. And Blackguards will perform a gig in Letterkenny tonight. September 24th, breakfast in the hotel restaurant. The group will be driven to Burtonport and take the ferry to Arranmore Island. Spend the day exploring the island before returning to the mainland for a visit to Leo's Tavern and take in some local traditional session and a group dinner overnight again in the Radisson Blue. September 25th, breakfast in the hotel restaurant prior to checkout. The group will depart Donegal for Westport County Mayo. Take in a tour around Benbulbin Loop in Sligo with some optional hiking also. Upon arrival in Westport, the group will check into the Knockranny House and Blackguards will perform a gig at Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. September 26th, following breakfast, check out, and the group will visit Achill Island this morning with some optional e-bike tours, cycling tours, or horseback riding. The group will then head for Galway with a stop in Cong, which is best known as the home of the movie The Quiet Man. Upon arrival in Galway City, the group will check into the Knox Hotel. September 27th, following breakfast, the guests will take a trip to the Cliffs of Moher and visit the Burn National Park. Return to Galway for a fun night of bar hopping and exploring this beautiful city. September 28th, breakfast in the hotel prior to checkout. The group will be driven to Dublin City. Upon arrival in Dublin, the group will visit Dublin Castle, followed by a visit to the home of Guinness, Guinness Storehouse. The group will then check into the Ashling Hotel in Dublin City. The other group will be arriving that day and everyone will convene at the Guinness Storehouse. So those who are just coming in for the second leg will meet up with the main group and we'll have everybody together for Guinness. September 29th, breakfast in the hotel restaurant. Guests will set off on a city tour, including a visit to Trinity College and Teeling's Distillery. We'll overnight again in the Ashling Hotel and Blackguards will perform a huge gig for both groups. So the group that were there for the first week that they're heading out will head out on September 30th. Following breakfast, they'll be driven to the airport. So then we move on to the second leg of the trip, which is Dublin and the South. So as I said, we have the group arriving in Dublin on the 28th. So they'll be with the first group on the 28th and the 29th. On September 30th, they'll be leaving Dublin. So breakfast in the hotel prior to checkout. The group will drive to Wicklow for some scenic touring in the Wicklow Mountains, followed by a visit to Glendalough. Next up, the group will be driven to Arklow and check into the Arklow Bay Hotel. Then October 1st, breakfast in the hotel restaurant prior to checkout. The group will be driven to Cork City, visit Blarney Castle and Folk Park at 3 o'clock, check into the Metropole Hotel in the city centre, and Blackguards will perform in their old stomping ground, the Old Oak, tonight. October 2nd, breakfast in a hotel restaurant prior to checkout, and the group will be driven to Killarney, County Kerry, visit Tork Waterfall and Muckra's House, check into Scott's Hotel in the town centre, and there'll be a group dinner in Killarney for everybody. October 3rd, breakfast in a hotel restaurant. Group will set off on a day trip around the Ring of Kerry, which is renowned as Ireland's most scenic drive, and return to Killarney and see laggards perform in a venue to be decided. October 4th, following breakfast, the group will depart Killarney, bound for Galway City, visit the Cliffs of Moher en route. Obviously, for those that are staying for the two legs of the trip, they'll be seeing the Cliffs of Moher twice. But you know what? Just in case it's foggy the first time, we'll...
Up the odds.
Up the odds, exactly.
You know, we do have enough time, and there's always great picture opportunities, no matter the weather. But it's also a great chance to hike as well. I mean, if you want to do the pictures absolutely on the one time, you know, the second time, maybe you do the times are very generous. You know, it's...
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's just one of those places that you just can't get tired of. It's
yeah, we won't be putting anybody on the clock either that day, so...
Yes.
Upon arrival in Galway, the group will check into the Knox Hotel, and Blackguards will perform again in Galway. The following day is the one that's just up in the air at the moment. I have the group going to Kennedy Castle, which we'll just do a visit to Kennedy Castle if rooms don't open up there, and we'll continue on to Dublin, will be the plan B. And then October 6th is all over. That's it.
Thanks to you. We've talked off camera. We've talked a few times about there's a lot of choices you can take, you know, when you're doing a trip like this. We have found in our 10 years of running people back and forth from America to Ireland that it's such a trip of a lifetime, meaning the scenes, the sights, the sounds, nothing is the same the second time. It doesn't matter, you go to the same place. We've had, I think the Buells are the heavyweight champions. I think they've been on the most tours of anybody, but they're like school children just dying to get on that bus when it's, you know, it's just, you never tire of it.
It's just so much fun because when people are on these music tours, you know, it's just nonstop entertainment because they're getting up in the morning, they're having breakfast together, they're hitting the road, they're coming back to the hotel to freshen up, to head out for the gig, bar hopping. It's just a perfect vacation. It really is. And I get it. Some people would be tired after it, but you know what? Every bit of it is worth it. I mean, we don't overcrowd people with too much during the day. We try and make it so they still have an opportunity to go away from the group for a little while and have their private time. And we're definitely not forcing everybody to be with the group all of the time. So I think that really sets the tours apart. You don't feel like you're being put on the clock all the time, which I think is very important to allow you to relax because you are on vacation at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So
the one thing I do want to touch on is the packing for it. It can be rainy. It can be cold. We have been very lucky in our 10 years. We have not seen any, you know, we've seen a few rain showers here and there, but we haven't been rained out. I think last time, maybe the trip from Cork, they had a bit of rain, but you just have to pack for it. Our good friend Billy Connolly says there's no such thing as bad weather. There's just bad choices in clothes, you know. So get yourself a good anorak, a good, you know, waterproof.
Yeah,
you know,
I think the most important thing that time of year is, you know, prepare for the worst and hopefully it doesn't happen. But I would say the best practice is layer the clothing, you know. Plenty of t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, and just take them off as you go, because yeah, God knows when you're out on a hike up the Cliffs of Moher, by the time you're 200 yards in, you'll be stripping.
Yeah, that said too, then that cash wise, we always advise you that you credit cards make it so easy, and the fees are not terrible for us going over there. It's usually there's just a small percentage fee. And these days now, you don't have to call the credit card companies because they, yeah, you know, back in the day, you used to have to tell them that you were going and how many days and, you know, where you would be spending your money, you know, just, but now, I mean, you just go and it's a very small percent, but at the same time, it's great to carry some cash with you. I would, if I were you, I would go to the bank here in America and I would, you know, get it per person. I would get just a few hundred euro, you know, like maybe $300, you know, per person just to have. and then just use your credit card. But I would always have cash on hand because there's some wonderful, we go to some incredible places where you can get these Irish made one of a kind gifts and stuff like that. And usually that's a better bargain with cash. And the way that the VAT or their tax is set up is if you buy, a lot of people will buy the Aran jumpers and the expensive Irish wool clothing and stuff like that. You'll get all the VAT back. You have to just, keep your receipts and then fill out a form at the airport. And so you're basically going tax free. So definitely credit card, but I always like to have cash on hand.
Yeah. So definitely I recommend a couple of hundred bucks in cash per person. That's just in case you need it for tipping or anything like that. But for the most part, 99% of the stuff is payable by credit card. So, you're covered. And if you go to the ATM in Ireland, you get the universal rate and there's no crazy fees to take money out. Whereas if you go into a bank, then you will pay the commission fees. So, don't worry if you don't have it traveling, just go to the ATM when you get to Dublin. So, regarding the VAT, yes, it's typically a spend over 50 in any of the craft markets and when buying merchandise, you're looking at over 50, you'll get a receipt. Well, you have to ask for it sometimes, but you'll ask for a receipt, a VAT receipt, which you can either wait till you come home or you can do it at the airport where you submit it. And probably takes like 8 to 12 weeks before you see it in your account, but it's a nice surprise when you open up your account one day and 23% of your merchandise purchases in Ireland are coming back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Outside of that though, I mean, credit cards for everything with the exception of tipping. That's it.
Yeah, it really is. And our drivers are just for the people, our repeat customers from last year, our drivers are the same. We're extremely grateful to you, Dennis. Just we had such a ball and all as I hear time and time again is, are they our drivers? Are they coming back? Yes. Sean and Tony, yes. So fair play to you. Fair play to you. That was just out of the... And the other great thing nuts. Is, yeah, oh, they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. And I will say too, we went on tour out to Arizona and we got to talk to a bunch of the Arizona kids that were on Tony's bus. And I tell you something, the ladies were like, oh, I could listen to him all day. I was like, Tony. I was going to say, Tony left the mark.
He's a smooth talker.
Yeah, no, they're, yeah. And they're,
he's
yeah.
a smooth talker.
And I tell you something, both of them have invitations with everybody that was on the bus. I mean, they have, they can come over here and live rent free. They're amazing.
Excellent. One other thing to touch on, just, some people forget and we'll remind everybody 100 times between now and the trip, but you want to get on Amazon and get some of those power converters.
Yes.
To charge your phone, laptop or iPads, whatever.
Yes.
They're easily forgotten, but do it early and you won't regret it.
Yes. So we meet in Ireland. We meet in Dublin. So a lot of people, what they did last year was they came in a couple of days early and they got acclimated to the time and to the thing. And they had a ball. They loved doing it. So obviously you're taking care of your own flights and we're meeting there and we're leaving at 11 o'clock, in the morning, blah, blah, blah. I cannot recommend highly enough. That was the best move as far as and you're more than welcome to just get there at 7 a.m. and go through, get through customs and then, and then get on the bus at 11. However, if you do take an extra day or like some of them even stayed on afterwards, Julia and Cameron, we heard about that. You just get more out of it. Obviously, you're spending more
that
time
first
there.
Day. Yeah.
But yeah, that first day can be overwhelming, especially if you don't sleep on the plane or if you, join some kind of, high up club, I forget what it's called, but and also start now, today is Slapper Day, but start looking at the flights now, because you can get some amazing deals and we're taking people from all over the country, even Oklahoma, which is very generous on our part.
So yeah. Regarding the coming in the day before, there's so many hotels by the airport and, following a shower and freshen up, you know, head into town for a few pints, or you can go out and visit Malahide Castle. It's only 10 minutes away. There's plenty of stuff to do, and I'm happy to help anybody that wants to book an extra night and just go with my recommendations, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Yeah. So there you have it, folks. This is Doc's Tours Presents Blackguards 2024. And it's because of Doc, it's because of you, Dennis O'Carroll, it's, you know, that we're doing the two back-to-back. We just never would have thought of it before, but you just made it so easy for us. And we've always had good drivers, but Sean and Tony have been beyond, you know, hospitable and knowledgeable and just, I mean, stand-up comedians, you know, historians, everything you want in a driver. And, you know, and those bedroom eyes from Sean and the bedroom voice from Tony, you can't do any better than that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's just, no, I just want to go now.
No.
Actually, no, I want to play O'Bannon's first. And then the other thing, we weekend before last, we had to cancel our Midwest jaunt. Yeah, so we're rescheduling that stuff, making those calls this week. As usual, a lot of stuff happening. Anything strange or exciting in the SJC Fratton world? Or
yeah, I got new snares coming
from SJC.
Yeah, three or four of them, I think. I gotta look and see. I can't remember now. My brain push. But doing all custom snares. And
yeah,
I should have them. All the proofs are. Well, I think we have one more final draft, but they're at the very end. You know, we've already.
Are there designs on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're all a little different. One of them is like. My high school colors.
Oh,
so
cool.
It'll have my high school logo on it. Kind of a, you know, I was in marching band in high school and stuff, so I kind of did a Lake Havasu Fighting Knights themed one. And then the other one, I did like two like turbo style ones. You know, like red and white. Then they're making me one for Duke, you know, my nephew, Duke the drummer.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah, that one's almost done.
Did you ever get that clip? The back and back clip?
Yeah, it was in that episode where you talked about it.
Yeah, I saw that one.
But it'll be cool. Once I get those, we'll I'll unbox them. And
yeah. Speaking of unboxing too, we need to next week tune in and we'll show you the making, the production, the execution of the of our Sensaphonic in-ear system.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Man, another joy today.
Oh, for sure.
In having that in my ear. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I've definitely settled down with it now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to it. First, I'm like, what is in my ear? Like, I'm not so used to it being in that far. But it was, now it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I have it so low.
I know.
I can hear really well. I'm my gosh.
I was about to say, I think, we used to talk about how it's great you can go at low volume with these things, but it's even more so now.
Yeah.
It's, I didn't really think about it until today. I was like, geez, it's really low, and I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But likewise, you can also have it really loud.
We've been talking about this for a while, but this now that the camera's on episode 271, we have recordings coming. We have studio recordings coming. We have some bits and pieces that we want to just kind of give you a preview. I know we've been talking about this for a while, but correct me if I'm wrong here. Does it feel like the last 3 or 4 months have just been bullshit upon bullshit? I just obstacle upon. Does it feel like that?
Absolutely.
I'll just give you a quick story that is funny in itself. Me telling a quick story. I wasn't feeling right around Paddy's Day, and all throughout March and into this month, I've just been just not myself. I can't say I haven't been feeling myself, because that'd be a lie. I'm always feeling myself. Can't stop it. But I went to the doctor, and what did he say? He said, "You're going to die." I said, "I know." He said, "Yeah, but yours is going to be slow and painful because you're a prick." No. He said, "You've got double pneumonia." I've been walking around with fucking pneumonia for the last couple of months and didn't know it. And Turbo, you had said to me a couple of times.
"Sounds not right, bro."
Yeah, you said, "You need to get that checked, that cough checked out." I was like, "What are you talking about? No, that's not right.
I sit 1 foot away from you all the time. I'm like, you sound You don't sound the same. Something's off.
I know. But
we're dudes and we all...
Maybe we just don't... Yeah, you know, I think what... Like, all the obstacles and all the shit that's been happening and just one thing after another, it feels like somebody's playing a joke on you. You know, like somebody's got control of your days and they just keep throwing some extra shit at you and on and on and on. When I went to the doctor and he, you know, he diagnosed me and fair play to him, whatever, they gave me way too many medicines, but I haven't felt this good in so fucking long.
That's great.
But I would say to you in Slapperland or, you know, just us in the van, and I will be more conscious of it. I did get a bollocking from my sisters. They had said, you know, hey, you need to, you know, pay attention to that shit. Which, so I will in future, but I'm saying to all of you too, just, you might want to just go and just get a checkup or just get a, you know, because the difference in, I said this would be a short story, apologies, but yeah, so I was having back troubles, I had joint troubles, I had all kinds of shit going on, and it's all disappeared with the medicine, you know, with the, I can breathe, I can just, you know, my back problems are gone, everything just... Just do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Just do yourself a favor. I mean, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You feel better?
Yeah.
You know, or you waste an hour or two with the doctor and there's nothing wrong. But check, get checked out. Because contrary to what other people say behind your back, we like having you all around. So get that shit done. Take better care of yourself.
Yeah.
I really do. I can't even explain how good I feel. And, you know, these days just feel easier. And if, you know, that motherfucker that's playing tricks on you, it feels like they're messing with your psyche and your productivity and all that shit. you kind of get some of that back and you're able to take control. So,
yeah,
it's a big deal. But we appreciate you. Kate Scott.
Yes, thank you, Kate.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Just us three and you, and I'm going to say that was very deep and meaningful and well said, and you absolutely floored us.
Yes.
So I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you.
You do.
Really nice. We appreciate you. Thank you. Those words mean a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that said, Slappercast episode 271. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. Watch it. Send it out. Come to Ireland.
Yeah. Alright.
Cheers.
On the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up there and turn around the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, Rockford, I'll lay you. Hey, you!